Urban Media Today introduces your sports weekend lineup. The next 30 minutes will inspire you. High school and collegiate Hall of Famer Margot Hinton touching on the importance of self-discipline, always challenging yourself, and the support of community. It's Give It Up with Margot Hinton on Urban Media Today Radio.
Give it up. Yep, that's right. Another podcast coming to Urban Media Today Radio. And we are in, this is the first, this is an introductory show. Just like we did with Aubrey Bruce, Straight No Chaser. You heard that one, or you will hear that one as well. And this is Give It Up with the guest, how do I say this? Your Royalness, Your Highness.
Your Highness.
Royalty,
Your Eminence.
Your Eminence.
Yeah. Say what?
Margot Hinton is going to be the host for this show. And the reason I say all that is because she's actually in the Hall of Fame in basketball. But she's a Renaissance woman. So that means that she also does a whole lot of other things and does them well. So, Ms. Hinton, this is your show, not my show. And it's called Give It Up.
Give it up. Give it up.
Thank you, Trevin. First of all, you guys, I'm excited about the Give It Up podcast, and Trevin and Mr. Alan Lincoln give me the opportunity to be a part of the great Urban Media Today. I'm excited about it. So the mission of the podcast itself is really to inspire others and to be inspired by people through interviews and different content that we create. So we're going to have a discussion today, and you'll see how the format goes. But we really just want to inspire people to live on purpose, on their specific purpose for their life. That's the goal of it. And when I talk about Give It Up, what I'm really talking about is celebration. So we're going to celebrate people. I'm also talking about communication. So we're going to communicate different content. I'm talking about alleviation, meaning give up the things that are holding you back. So Give It Up has multiple meanings and multiple things that that you can use it for and that we will use it for. So the format for the show is going to take this progression. We're going to have either a quote or a poem, and then that quote or poem is going to be the Kickstarter for the subject matter. Then we're also going to have commentary on the subject matter, be it with an interview or some type of audio that you're going to listen to, and then we'll have commentary. And then after that, we're going to take action steps. We're going to give you something as a listener, as our Give It Up community, that you can go back home and do to once again live on your purpose. And we'll end it with a few questions and close it out. So that's how it's going to start. So y'all with me?
I want to hear. I want to hear the poem, man.
Okay, here come the poem. All right, here we go. This is it. It's called "What You Gonna Do." Charles Barkley said, "I am not a role model." But I say, Charles, you don't get to choose. If I'm not mistaken, I pick you. Whether good or bad, happy or sad, mom or dad, girl or lad, I get to choose who I look up to. Not you, Charles. Your only choice is in what you do. Be it positive, be it negative, you choose how you live. So what you gonna do? What you gonna do, Charles? So we're gonna get back to that. Okay, I got a couple claps. Thanks, Aubrey. We'll get back to that in a minute, but that's what the commentary is going to be about in a little bit. But before we get to that commentary, I just want to ask my fellow guests, Mr. Aubrey Bruce, Trevin Jones, and Vince Butts, who's your favorite athlete and why?
My favorite athlete was a guy by the name of Anthony Webb. Better known as Spud Webb.
Spud! Oh, man.
Spud.
I still got that poster where he was dunking.
Right.
Oh, I still got the poster.
Right. So I'm not a big guy. I knew that I wasn't going to be. But when I was growing up, like when I started playing sports and particularly basketball, he was the guy that I looked at as someone I could follow, I could look up to and whatnot. Someone I can pattern my game after, and when he won the slam dunk contest, I mean it was like over from there.
That was it.
So you know, like him, not getting a lot of, even though I think he was a very good high school player, he wasn't getting the looks. So he went to went to junior college. I think they won a national championship there, and then he went to NC State, and then got drafted in the fourth round by the Atlanta Hawks. And like, I remember wearing, I had his jersey. I remember going to my backyard. I didn't even have a hoop, but I would practice dunking on the garage, just trying to emulate him. And you know, for someone who rose above,
yes, limitations,
you know, everyone else, who else at that height could, I didn't even know the guy could dunk until he actually was in the slam dunk contest,
winning it,
right? And so that was phenomenal for me to be able to look up to him, and look past the physical. When people doubted you, he was someone I could look to rise above your circumstance. He came from a poor background, went on to have a decent NBA career. Nothing, you know, probably not Hall of Fame, but that, I guess for me it wasn't the point. It was to be able to look across and to see a guy that you know, maybe I can emulate my game after, someone who didn't let physical stature hold him back. So he was one that the one guy that I always looked at as a, I mean, if you want to call him, yeah, I looked at him as a role model in terms of basketball.
Right.
And then ultimately, you know, outside of basketball, you know, what, you know, because that's what I think sports does for us. It pushes us, challenges us to reach for goals. It allows us to have something to grasp. And so being able to take that and use it towards the rest of our lives is something that sports, I think, is that's why sports is so great, because not only does it bring us together, but it allows us to accomplish a lot of things in our lives. So, yeah, Spud Webb was my dude.
Absolutely. I was a big Spud Webb fan, too. And for the reasons you said, he was just awesome. I still see that poster. I'm going to have to get it out now. Right. I'm going to have to get it out from underneath my pool table at my house. No, who you got, Aubrey? Who's your favorite athlete and why?
Margot. I'm a hybrid here.
Okay.
My favorite athlete was also one of my best friends, and that was Dwight White. And he impacted my life in such a way that I can't even explain. But he just was a good guy and taught me some things about like being a stockbroker. And he inspired me to get my stockbroker's license and all that. One of my favorite guys was Kenny the Snake Stabler. And the reason being, he reminded me of my father in the sense that never give up. Mm-hmm. You can see the fire,
my favorite quote.
Fire in his eyes, whether he was losing or not. And so when he died, it blew me away, because sometimes you don't think that you're invested emotionally in anybody, especially being a journalist figure. He's a great player, but he was one of the first Raiders that came to me and said, "You're not going to talk to me?" And we became good friends after that. So I'm just blessed to, first of all, I want to say I'm blessed that you have me on your show.
And come on now.
Let me speak my old piece here. But my best personal experience with athletics and someone I would mirror myself after would be Dwight White. But just from a competitive perspective, I'd have to say that Kenny the Snake Stabler was one of my favorite, if not my favorite player.
I love it. Producer extraordinaire, Mr. Trevin Jones. And who you got?
That's interesting that you asked me that question, because I was thinking about it. I heard Vince, I heard Aubrey. But I can't pick one. And the reason I can't pick one is because there's been so many. Mm-hmm. And I'm a sports fanatic. I love sports. I'll probably watch sports more than I watch anything. If the TV's on, it's probably on sports. So, I mean, when you think of favorite athletes, I can't pick one. I mean, people would think LeBron James, but then you can go back to a Dr. J, or you can go back to a Michael Jordan. I mean, football, you can go back and I'd hope that people can respect what he did on the field. You could go back to a O.J. Simpson. You could go back to a Gale Sayers. You could go to a Walter Payton. You could go to a Adrian Peterson.
Wow.
All right. So, I mean, there's just
Jackie
so much.
Jackie Robinson,
so many.
Muhammad Ali.
I was
going
to go
on,
to that.
Bring
when
it.
You go to to baseball, you can go to Jackie Robinson. You can go to Reggie Jackson. I mean, you can go to a Dave Winfield. You could go to Barry Bonds.
Keep them coming now.
You could go to, Bobby Bonds, his uncle. Or Willie Mays, his great
godfather.
His godfather. Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many that I can't even pick, and it's just amazing, because it was interesting this week. I watched Little League Baseball because the Little League World Series is going on, or last week, and now I'm seeing young stars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know at one point there was a pitcher in the Little League who was throwing no hitters, but they found out he was too old. But I'm just saying. So when you think about My point is that there are so many athletes and so much going on. The mere fact that these cats are professionals, and even when you go to track and field, Ronaldo, Skeets, Nehemiah, I mean, Edwin Moses, who went undefeated for like 144 races on the 400 meter hurdles. I mean, that's amazing, astonishing. Flo-Jo.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say Jackie Joyner-Kersee.
Yeah. I mean,
I was a major Flo-Jo fan. Evelyn Ashford.
I mean, there's just so many. And that's just women. I just talked about women in track and field. Not even talking about the women on the hoop court. I mean, there's just so many.
Jill Miller, Lisa Leslie.
Wait a minute. I'm going to take you back for a second. JaVale McGee. Who played for is now playing for the
Twins,
Lakers?
Pam and Paul McGee. Yep.
And they played with who? Cheryl Miller with the USC Trojans. So I mean, there's just so many. When you ask about favorite athletes, there's so much that has happened and so much that I've seen in sports. I can't pick one. I really can't pick one. Muhammad Ali, I think, was one that ultimately touched society in a number of ways. Mm-hmm. So kudos to Muhammad Ali. The only person that has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and his star is on a wall because he religiously, nobody could walk over his name. Mm. So his name is on. So, I mean, it's just so much. I can't pick one. Didn't mean to get deep, but.
No, I'm glad you got deep. Right. Because that's exactly what I was looking for. You know, reasons to celebrate athletes on and off the court. And you mentioned LeBron James, and as everybody in this room knows, he's my favorite. I was a Michael Jordan fan back in the day. Flo Jo, almost everybody you said, I really pay respect to and have they've been a part of my life in a way that have made me who I am, because sports has been a part of my life my entire life. So, you know, I give it up to AI's crossover. Mm-hmm. Even people that are my peers, sometimes I see as role models in terms of athletics. But again, on and off the court is what we're talking about. And to that point, Mr. Trevin, you're going to play a clip. And I think everybody out there that's around my age, and I won't say what that age is, we'll say 30s to 50s, 60s. You'll remember this commercial. It was Charles Barkley. It was a Nike commercial, and it talked about role models. And that's sort of what we want to dive into, and that's what my poem was about. So we'll play that clip. We listened to the clip, and now I'm sitting here with Trevin and Aubrey and Vince, and we're just going to break it down. I'm going to go last just because I feel like my opinion may be somewhat unique, but maybe not in this room. We'll see. Vince, what do you feel about that clip? What do you think about Charles Barkley saying that he's not a role model?
I think he's right and he's wrong. I think that in the proper context, he is a role model. As an athlete, he's accomplished a lot. And so for future athletes, he's definitely a role model. You know, when you accomplish great things on the basketball court, you're going to have followers. And so he was a leader, and he had followers because of all different types of reasons, the type of player he was. You know, you have people. Like, he could have easily been a role model for, he was actually my best friend growing up. He was his favorite player because they had the same body type. So my buddy was, you know, he was shorter than I was, but he was thick. He was stocky.
Got you.
And so, yeah, his role model was Charles Barkley because of his physical stature. You know, you didn't see very many heavy guys playing basketball, mm-hmm. you know, being and this guy was super quick. He could have played easily college football as a running back, and would have, you know, I mean, he would have demolished cats, but that was his role model on the basketball court, and so that was important for him to be able to have someone to look at to be accepted on the basketball court. Yes, Charles Barkley and athletes are definitely role models. On the flip side, I think you have to keep sports in a certain perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, I've never met Spud Webb. I've never met Charles Barkley. And the majority of athletes I will never get a chance to meet and get to know.
Right.
So for the on the other side of athletes not being role models, I think, you know, for me growing up, role models were my my uncles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that I could reach out and touch, and I could ask questions.
Those
I
are
could
the best types
from.
Of role models, right?
Absolutely. And to this day, like I recently had a family reunion, and I had to get up and speak, and one of those topics was. One of the things I spoke about was these guys.
How they impacted
being,
your life.
Right. Being my mm-hmm. role models, you know. And I think someone mentioned, it was funny, someone mentioned the Charles Barkley thing, you know, I'm not a role model. But, yeah, it was important for me to be able to reach out and touch people and learn from those guys, learn how to be a man. You know, I didn't have my father to lean on for that. But I had five uncles who were, you know, collectively were perfect role models for
mm-hmm.
me.
Stood in the gap.
Right. And so, you know, I think you have to have people that you look up to, that you emulate, that you strive to reach their level of greatness in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be able to touch those people in order to for them to really truly be a role model for you.
That's awesome. I just want to piggyback on something you said really quickly. One of my best friends that I played with, Miss Lydia Woods, her favorite player was Charles Barkley as well. And not for the same reasons as your friend, because she would hurt me if I said that. Absolutely not. But because they had the same kind of attitude, like, I'm coming at you and there's nothing you can do about it. Like, she was all out just like Charles Barkley with a little bit of attitude with her game. So... I can definitely relate to that. Mm-hmm. Aubrey.
It's always been a sensitive topic for me, role models, and I think it has a demographic and almost a generic social purpose. We have to forget that almost 63% of black relationships end up in divorce, separation, or dissolution. And so, and especially in urban families, we have to have that substitute to compensate for the role models not being in the home. So what do? We gravitate toward our media role
toward
models,
athletes.
Our sports role models, our athletes. And I think that's okay, because at least it gives the kids a positive image to gravitate toward. But my father once said, role models are like that ground meat you get in the supermarket. It's all red on the outside, but when you get it home, it's brown, but you still gotta eat the meat.
Mm.
Right? Mm-hmm. So whatever and whoever you choose as your role model, I think that's going to be a sort of sensitive thing. But I had my role model. My role model was Will Chamberlain. You know, I don't care what anybody said, Will Chamberlain could do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
When you put the yoke of responsibility of a role model around an athlete's neck or an actor's neck, sometimes that could be sort of unfair to them, because now they have to live up to standards that are unrealistic. So I'm with Barkley in that sense that, I don't want to be a role model, but whether you want to be or not, chances are you're going to have to, you know, stand up and accept that role, because that's just how it is in society, period.
It's your turn, Trevin.
Charles Barkley was right. The athletes aren't role models. The role models are the family. The role models are the fathers, the grandfathers, the grandmothers. I don't care if you grew up in a one family house, single parent household or not, your mother could be the role model if that's all you had. For a lot of young black men, the role model was their mom. Even though she wasn't a man, she still fulfilled both sides of that equation mm-hmm. to take care of them. The role model is the father, the grandparents. I was lucky. I came up from a family where I got to meet my great grandparents, my great grandmothers on each side. So they were my role models. Then it was my grandfathers and my grandmothers. And then it was my father and mother. Those are the role models. Charles Barkley was absolutely right. Even when he said it, I think that the society and the media, they just wanted a story. And Charles Barkley, at the time that he said it, and I remember when he said it, I mean, that was a time when things were rocky and people just jumped on him. But I was looking at Charles Barkley with great respect because he had he was brave enough to say to people, don't look at me as your role model. You handle that. That's not my job. And he's right, even today. And remember, Charles Barkley, this was at a time where there was no Twitter. There was no Facebook. There was no social media the way it is now. So I think he was right.
Thank you, Mr. Sherman. I have tremendous respect for Charles Barkley, and he was one of my favorite players back in the day because he played for my favorite team of all time, which would be the Philadelphia 76ers. However, I understood his sentiment and what he meant by what he was saying, that your parents, that your grandparents, your uncles, maybe even your neighbor, your teacher, your doctor, whoever, your dentist should be your role model. But the only problem I have with it is that you don't get to choose the person that emulates you. That person chooses you. So as much as I, might want to say, Charles Barkley, you shouldn't be my role model. But if I look up to you and I want to be like you and I model my game after yours, then you are a role model. And the only thing to me you get to choose is whether it's positive or negative. But I think we do have to have these conversations with our children. And so as we close this introduction out, what I wanted to leave the audience with is just some practical things that you could do and some information about role models. And first, from the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, they suggest that your parents speak to their children about role models and the qualities that role models possess. You should discover who your child's role models are and why they are admired. Some people, I would venture to say, don't even know who their child's role models are. You need to start asking those questions. They did a survey of students, and the students came up with five qualities of a good role model, which are, number one, a role model shows passion and the ability to inspire. I would say Charles definitely has done that. Number two, a role model shows a clear set of values. Once again, I would check him off on that. Number three, a role model shows commitment to the community, to their community. Number four, a role model also shows selflessness and acceptance of others. And last but not least, a role model shows the ability to overcome obstacles. So those are the qualities that students or children came up with in order for them to choose a great role model. That once again, this was a survey by the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. For your homework or your action steps at the end of this podcast, we want to always give you some action steps to go out and do. Number one, we want you to start the conversation. Share with your son or daughter who your role models are or who they were when you were growing up. Number two, ask your son or daughter who they look up to and do they know why they look up to that person. And last but not least, share the five qualities of a good role model that we just talked about. And, ask your son or daughter to seek out role models that actually have those qualities, and hopefully those people can make a positive impact on their life. I'm hoping, and I'll have to ask Trevin about this, I want to have podcast notes somewhere so you'll be able to see where the action steps are. So once again, I just want to say it one more time. A role model shows passion and ability to inspire. They also show a clear set of values. They have a commitment to community. They're selfless, and they also accept others. And last but not least, they've shown an ability to overcome obstacles. So start that conversation with your son or daughter. Go over those five qualities. And the Give It Up podcast notes or action steps can be found on urbanmediatoday.com. And you'll be able to see what the homework was, and you'll also be able to see a few other things that we talked about during this podcast, as well as access the podcast. Okay, we're not done here. We have the segment, the last segment. It's called Give It Up Before You Go. What's the best thing you saw or heard today, Vince?
I saw a passion. Like, this was an awesome experience. I see passion for giving information. I know you have a passion for sports. You have a passion, just like your whole energy is just awesome. So I'm glad to be a part of this initial podcast with you.
Thank you so much. What about you, Aubrey?
And I have to mirror that, because being old history, now being part of new history, is even better. And I thought about the role models situation, and you know, my parents are from New Orleans, and New Orleans preachers and electrical engineers, but that's Tuskegee as well. But faith without works is
we
dead.
We know that. It's dead.
You know, and my thing is that we have to quit having prayer vigils and start having action vigils.
Action steps, absolutely.
We have to quit releasing balloons and start releasing knowledge and wisdom and passion to make our communities better. And with people like you, I think we can start on that journey and make it work. Thanks, Margo.
Thank you. Travin, what's the
wow.
best thing?
Call it a trifecta, man. I can't talk
okay. about
it. It's
okay.
like, yo, it's just the best thing today was being part of your podcast because you came in here with this energy. As you just took the energy level in the room to another level. and that's a beautiful thing because it's full of love. It's full of energy. And you can hear the innocence, and not only the innocence, but you can hear the intelligence and the insightfulness you have in your words and in the presentation that you just did. So this podcast called Give It Up is going to be off the hook. I can't wait for the rest of the show.
Travin, I got one more thing, Travin.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I got one more thing, Travin. I'm going to skip my last two questions because you're going to come with the same thing. You're going to say passion and energy, yeah. and I love that, and I want to stay with that. So my last part of the Give It Up podcast is called Take Your Pick, mm-hmm. and all you got to do is choose one or the other. That's it. Three-pointer or slam dunk? What you got, Vince?
Three-pointer.
Aubrey?
Definitely. Three-pointer.
Trevin?
Man, it's a slam dunk. What you talking about?
Right on. I got the slam dunk, too. Next, Russ or Steph?
Got to go with Steph.
You got Steph?
I'm going to go with Russ.
Russ, Trev?
Triple-double machine, Russell Westbrook.
Absolutely. I'm all about Russ. Bird or Magic?
Magic.
Trevin?
Who won the NCAA championship in 79?
Okay.
Michigan State and Magic Johnson,
Ring
right?
Ring of Magic. is this going to be a 100%? Vince might be going against the grain up in here. I like it.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go Bird.
He's Bird, yeah. and I'm Magic. A couple more. Would you rather drive or fly?
Fly,
Trev.
Drive.
When I was young, I'd say drive, but now fly.
I'm all about the drive. I'm scared to fly, y'all. Only place I fly is like in my dreams. Last but not least, savory or sweet?
At my age, savory.
Savory. Trev?
Savory.
Savory. And Vince?
I'm all about the dessert, so I'm going to go sweet.
Sweet. And I will double up on the sweetness. And this has been a sweet, sweet show. I'd like to thank my guest, Mr. Trevin Jones, the guest and producer of this Give It Up podcast, Mr. Aubrey Bruce, the living legend, and last but not least, Mr. Vince Butts, sports talk expert. Thank you, and give it up.
It's Give It Up with Margo Hinton on Urban Media Today Radio. Brought to you by Nice to Media Marketing and Promotions. Log on to nice2mediamarketing.com.